Bo minei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Omer B'Zeira Ro'aso Miachaka Chukar Obra. She had the Riyah, and then immediately afterwards came the Chukar Obra. Mao. So we just got to finish. We just got finished saying that which makes us say Dayashaita by Chukar Obra is Roisho Ve'Vara Kveidin. Yes, we saw. Then she became Chukar Obra immediately. Mao. Came in the beidna de chazoi loy hukar obro. This lamaisa when she saw, it wasn't hukar obro. Is mitam yamin? She's mitam a mesletz because that tree was a regular year. Odilmo came in the somuch lo chazoi. Since immediately after the seeing, she became hukar obro. Lo mitam yet it gets like that type of a year. It's like the more portion. No, amalei midi hutaimo. What's the reason that we say Dayashait on the Riyav Muperas Mishum de Roisha Kovet Olevarokved Mole, whatever that means, somehow she's physically different. Mela, we said before, that takes away the Dam. And but you need that. But here, Be'idna de Chazoi, when she saw, Ein Roisha Kovet Olev, Ve'ine Vorokved Mole. Point the fact that, so, I mean, it's. You saw what? She became Hukarubra this a minute after the Riyah. But ace the Riyah, she didn't have this physical setup of Rosh Kovet or whatever it is. So that Riyah is treated as a regular Riyah, and it's metzless. Okay. Boy mineo sabo mer bioichanot. Higia ace vesto bimei buro. It came, let's say she has a vested kovua. Came the vested bimei buro, veloi botko mau. What's the din over there? Kome Bayali says, I'm asking, Aliba the Manda Oma, Vest is the rice. Let's see the Rashi. Vest is, so we're going to have soon on Daft as well, but you saw the Zigamachloikis and all the Vest is the rice. This Chazoka that we say, Oirach Bezmano Bo, we're sure that it came at the right time when Isha has a Vest Kovu, is that a the rice or the Rabbona? See the Rashi, the Vest is the rice. And that's the din. She has to make a bedika. It's a over vesto, and she didn't make a bedika. She's tameya. Why? We say chazoko oyrach bezmanoi bo. Dvar toiru halacha Moshe Misinai. Mentioning Rashi, where he got that from. The oyrach bezmanoi bo. Vim bo yom vesto v'loy bodka marzakinen lo tameya lekamon beperikol ayad. Become a bailon and lobot could be invested by me buromau. In other words, if you hold vest is the raisa, and the vest came, you have to make a bdikah. Just what if you didn't make a bdikah? The day went by, you didn't make a bdikah. So the Gemara will say later, that depends what a vest is the raisa. Vest, Rabban, if vest is the raisa, we have this chazoka the raisa that Eric was man obo, and we assume it came. It's made of a vest of a lobot, because she's tmeya. If you say vest is the Rabban, we don't go that far. She should have made a bdikah, but if the maize the day passed and she didn't, she's okay. Even worse, Lamosh, let's say she'll make a bedika, the vestibule pass, she'll make a bedika, not right then, a little later. And Nimtz's Torah, we still chase to Meir. But we have a chazok, it's a dindaraisa that she saw. So I want to know now, what happened if the Yoyma vest came out when she was a Muberes? You understand the problem here? You have two things running here. On one hand, again, the Gemara seems to be saying, if Vest is only Drabonon, so of course the fact that she's Muberes that tells us she doesn't have Dam will override. But it's not that Vest is Doraisa, which means the Chazok at Erech Bezman Obo, we take on Midoraisa. Ad Kedei Kach, if she didn't make a Medika, or if she made a Medika 3 hours later and it turns out good, we still assume she was Tameya, because we have a clear assumption that she saw Dam because of that Vest. How does that fit against Ibur? And as her Vest passed, and now she didn't do anything. On one hand, you have the Chazaka Daraisa of Vestis that said she saw. On the other hand, you have this thing called Muberis, which makes her Mesulokis Domim, which means she didn't see. Which is stronger? So again, ordinarily, if she wouldn't be a Muberis, he gave Vestis Veloy Botka, she's Tmeya. Because the Daraisa, we say, the Eirach came. I wears the Dam, it got lost, not a problem. She saw. But here it's coming, Bimei Bura. when we have something telling us she didn't see Dam. Now, I'm asking, I'll leave the Mandom of Estes the Raisa. That's my question. My. Came to Vestas the Raisa by a Bdika. She needs a Bdika, meaning if she didn't make that Bdika, she's going to be Tmeya. O Dilma came in the Domem Sulokim, lo by Bdika. I have that telling me she didn't see. O Maletani Tua, bring the iron to Santa right. Remeya Omer, now Remeya holds Vestas the Raisa, we'll prove later, because that's what we need. Imhoiso b'machba, they were hiding in a cave. Rashi says, machmas pachat karchom ulistim. There was some sort of siege. The goyim, you know, it used to happen those days all the time. The goyim came and they were hiding. V'higia shas vesta v'loy bodko tohira. She's tohira. Why? Shecharodo mesalekes es adon. The fear, the anxiety of the situation takes away the dam. At kerekata, we assumed there was no dam, even though it was yom vest. Now, what's going on over there? He gave Vestival Obodka. What is Remeya saying? She's Tahira. Why? Because Charodom is Alekas Sadom. Meaning, if not for that, we would have said she's Tmeya. He's going, Vestas the Rice. We'll prove that later clearly. And yet, Charodom is Alekas Sadom. Meaning, when you have a Sibu for Silu Gdomim, that overrides Vestas the Rice. So, the same thing about Muberes. Muberes is no less. If anything, it might be a stronger Siluk than Charodom. Time of the Ika Charod. That's why she's tired, because there's this fear there. Holeka Charodo, Vihigia Vesta Vilobot Kotmei, Almo Vestas Dorais. So he's a Vestas Dorais person. That's what we'll spell out clearly. He's from the Vestas Dorais people. And yet, we came to Ika Charodo, Domemus Sulok Vilobab Dika. Even though Vestas Dorais, but since you have Charodo, Charodo says she didn't see that. So there was Elbazach. Hochanami domer misulokim by Muberes, flow by Yibdiko. Says Rashi, Hochanami, Muberes, over domer misulokim, Tahira. It's not clear. What does the Gemara mean now? At the end of the day, what does the Gemara mean? If you have a vest cover when you're Muberes, all the Gemara ever said was, he gave vest of a lebotka, she's Tahira. Does it also mean to say that you don't even have to make the Bedika lechatchila? That's not clear. Rashi sounds like in the whole of the Mimsa look, it's Torah. Doesn't sound like it's a Hetel lechatchila. It's a Beis Yosef Medayik from the Rashi. Meanwhile, Chalik Zohar showing them over here. What's the Din of Muberes? Halacha L'maisus Nogeya. Does it mean that we take off the Din Vestas and say, if she didn't make the Bedika, usually we'll say she's Torah, no, she's Torah. You don't even have to bother making it at all. Okay. It's interesting because the two paskins that Muberes doesn't need bdika at all. You know, bdikas at all. You know, chatchila doesn't need bdika. But many of them say that even though the Gemara is not mashma, the Gemara is not talking about the Eved case. All the Gemara ever asked was, he gave a festival of vodka. The Gemara never asked, do I need a bdika? He was talking about the Eved case. But they claim that's all because they're going to Vestas the Raisa. But do we pass in Vestas the Rabbona? So the Tur Misfaras Atzma figured if this is true in Vestas the Raisa, then Vestas the Rabbona goes down one more step. That's up more or less. They work out the Tur. Okay. Menigacha Tigmo. We had a Machloikis in the Mishnah. Remeir and Remeir and Chachomim. What is the thing in Meniko? Is it the nursing? That's what Meir said. That means if she stops nursing for whatever reason, the baby died. She gave the baby over to a wet nurse. Well, stop. She stopped nursing in the middle. That's the end of her siluk dom. And the Chachomim say, no, don't do it that. It's the physical change in her body. It takes 24 months to come back. So that means even if she's not nursing, for the first 24 months, she has the status of Menika. Now the Gemara is going to flip. You're going to have enough community the other way. What if a person nurses more than 24 months? According to Meir, she'll still be a menika, because according to Meir, it's the nursing, the milk itself. It's like the dam necker becomes milk. But according to the Chachom, it's not true. It's just it's a time span, how long it takes the body to kick back. So even if she'll nurse for 5 years, it's not going to help her. It's 24 months. That's what I was going to say now. Tarabon. Menika shemes beno, betoich esen v'ar b'choyesh. The baby died. Harehi kachol anoshim umetamu meslas umepkidu lepkidu. That is Reb Meir, basically, correct? That it's totally in the nursing. So if she stops nursing, I mean, the baby dies, right? She's a regular lady. Lefiko, therefore, im hoysam eni kosel veholechas arbo chomishonim. She went past the normal. Usually, the Gemara's time was chavdal. She was in 5 years. Da yishaita the Reb Meir, because according to Meir, it depends on the nursing itself. Reb Yudah, Reb Yosef, Shimon, Omer, Nein. Da yishaita kol es varbo chodesh. Lefiko. Because it doesn't matter that you, it's not the nursing, it's that 24-month period. So if you, both ways, it's a cool and a chumra. I mean, it's a cool that if you stop nursing in the 24 months, you still have a meniko. It's a chumra if you continue nursing past the 20 months, you're not a meniko. Because basically, it's the 24 months. Kishetim tzol loymar, ledivir emei, what's the svar adam nekem and asecholov. Sometimes the milk itself changes the dam, so it's the nursing itself that changes the dam over. But that, for that you need, the nursing. That's what's going on over here. So it's the physical change in the body. And it takes 24 months for the body to get back to it. So nafsha means domo. The system doesn't kick back to the regular system for 20 more months. It's an interesting thing. You know that Rashi, that Daya Shaita, Afa Pisha Mes, She'ain Atam Tolu Be Yenikas Havlat. And let me talk, Tsar Ledo Evorel Misparkin, V'domo Mistalik, V'enachoy Zanchoptal Et Chodesh. It doesn't do the nursing, essentially. Can I tell you, I mean, I just saw yesterday, the Radal has a good cash. I mean, so why call it a Meniko? It has nothing to do with Meniko. All you're telling me is that a woman has a baby for 24 months, is out of the cycle. It has nothing to do, it's your letters. He has a, what's up, Meniko? The son of Zach has absolutely nothing to do with the unique here. So he says a very interesting chiddush. He claims that it's the Evorel Misparkim, that is all in order to produce the milk, to get the thing started. It does have to do with Yanika, not the continual Yanika, but the body changes in order to get the milk started. So that's something to do with the Yanika process. And he says a tremendous chiddush, which I don't think is true, la halacha, I don't think folks can say that. He claims that if a woman is tzomkodadeh, and she never had milk, tzomkodadeh had a case like that, just never came through, never came down the milk. She won't have a din menika l'halocha. It's a big chiddush. Bullshit, we learn. If a woman has a baby for 24 months, she's a menika. What? Even l'dina, yeah, redach l'dina. We pass, yeah. Big chiddush. Okay, it's an interesting point. Like, on face value, it has nothing to do with unique whatsoever. It should have said your letters. Okay. Now, so I'll more. L'fikach de remeya lomali. Yeah, what's poshet, achmin? What does remeya say? Remeya said, if the baby dies, she's always menik, meaning it's totally in the physical nursing. So then if you go past, then you're also a menik. What do you have? It's poshet. L'fikach de remeya lomali. What is he adding here? It's obvious. They looked at Rashi. Lomli came to Omar Harei Kechol Anoshim Almor Betinik Talia Milsis Pshita Deminikos Alolam Da Yishaita. What do you have to spell it out for? So you might not have it. The chiddush is in the other one. Mishum Lefikoch de Reb Yosi. The Lefikoch of Reb Yosi is a chiddush. What did he say? He said that they said Da Yishaita. Even if you stop nursing, Lefikoch in Moisim Nikos Amor, you're not a Menika. That's also Poshet. By them saying, if the baby dies, you're still a menika, you tell him it's not totally in the nika. So fashtaitzach, if you go past four for 2 months, it's also partial. Think of Yosi, Lomali. There could be, he holds either one will do the trick. You need both. Mount Same Rib Yosi tired to slate, no, either one, Kamashmalan. Meaning, he said that if the baby dies, she's still a menika. Could be he holds that there's both things going on here. The 24-month period after the birth makes her a menika because it knocks her out. Could be also he holds dam nekem and asacholov. Could be both. No, he's telling me, no, I don't. I hold only the 24 period. May lefikov, afterwards you're not a menika. Kamash v'lo. Once he said lefikov, Sarameya said lefikov, but the chiddush is in them. Tanya nami hochi. Damneka ben aschol of divir Reb Meir. Reb Yosi Yomer Evorel Misparke ve Nafsha Choseres La Ad Esr Varbuchaydish. Okay, a little bit. I got it to the type. Bryce says it.
How do you know it's not being
moist? No, I don't think it's going on that. I think it's just Tanya Meochem, the two reasons.
Oh, I see.
I think so. Omer Rabbi Loi, my time of the May, where did he get it from? The Chsiv Aposik in Eov, Mi Yitain Tohor Mi Tomei Lo Yechod. Who could make from Tomei a Tohor? Only the Eibishter. What does that mean? Where do you see that Tohor comes out from Tomei? Like the Rasad and the Cholov. The Cholov is coming from the Dam. The Dam is Tomei. It turns into Cholov, and the Cholov is Tohor. V'Rabbonim, what do they do with that Pasuk? All that Kodesh Baruch Hu could take Shechav Zerah, that's Tomei, and from it should come Ha'odam was the Tor. Rebbe Lezer Omer, Eilu Me'anidu, meaning Mechatos, from the Paradumo. Shehamazeh umazin olov Tor. The one who's mazeh, the one who spritzes on the Tomei, he's Tor. The one who mazin olov, he becomes Tor. What? V'nogeya Tomei. This is the strange riddle of... They use it to mean the strange riddle of Bor Adumo. The guy's Tomei. The Kohen spritzes him with Mechatos. He's Tor and he's Tor. And the guy who touches it in the middle is Tomei. Umaze Tor. The Maze is Tor. That's a strange thing. Look at the Pesuk. The Pesukim here, they do work with... It said the Pesuk says, Umaze me'anido yechab es b'godov. The Pesuk says the Mazeh is Tomei. So like the Gemara, Umazeh Tor, Voksiv Umazeh Me'anidu Yechab is B'godov. My Mazeh Noigeya. This one, it says here, Mazeh Me'anidu, it doesn't mean the Mazeh. It means somebody who touches the Mechatos for no purpose. Again, whoever it's Tomei is doing it. No, hold one second. Noigeya. For the Gemara, how could you say it's no geya? Voksiv mazeh, voksiv no geya. First of all, it says mazeh me'anido yichabis b'godov. V'ha no geya be'me'anido yitmado orev. How can you tell me mazeh is no geya? It says mazeh and then says no geya. V'yoid mazeh boi kibus no geya lo b'kibus. The different dinim. Mazeh me'anido yichabis b'godov. No geya be'me'anido yitmado orev. How can you say they're both no geya? First of all, it's repetitive. Not only is it repetitive, it's a stira. Because the first one says you need kibus b'godov. The second one doesn't. They can't both be no geya. Ella, you're right. My maze noise. It's not talking about my nageya. Maze me'anido is a noise. Noise is always more chomer than nageya, all the time in tumor. So someone who's noise, who carries the mechatos, he's tomei and has begotten about tomei. Someone who touches the mechatos, he's only himself tomei ad orif. But that's not the maze. The maze is taka tor. The licht of noise. If the Torah meant noise, let the Torah say noise. Komash Malon, the Adidori Kishir Hazo. You're only Tomei if you noise the amount of Mechatos that you need for Hazo, the Shir Hazo. Frag the Gemara, Honich Lamandom Hazo Tzrich Hashir. That's very good. If you hold Hazo Tzrich Hashir, you can tell me that the Pesuk's telling me that a Maz is only Tomei if, I'm sorry, a noise is only Tomei if he carries that amount of water. But Lamanda Omein, Tzricha Shia, Michael, and William, tell me, there's no Shia. Zog the Gemara, that's important. Zach, I say, La Locha, I feel Lamanda Omein, Tzricha Shia, even though we take a hold, there's no Shia. What does that mean? Hanami Al-Gavra, the Gavra. That means when you mazel on the tummy mess, there's no Shia, how much of that water has to hit the mess. If a kosher, a drop, it's him to Genug, there's no Shia. The Manda Omein is a Shia, there's a Shia in that. We all know Shia in that. How much mayim there is in this kli when he dips the stuff in there? Being a shear, that yizicha need a shear. Kid is not. Kamo you be mayim v'yei ben kidei azor. How much do you need in there that should be having kidei azor? Kidei she yitbol roshay give oilin. He's sticking in there the tzeres and that's to stick it in v'yaze and spritz. Now what that shear is not 100% clear. Rashi says here it means. Meaning the Rashi other places learns different, but Rashi here learns there's got to be enough. What do you got? You got a bowl full of water. You're dipping in the eitz eres like this, and then you have stuff on it. You're gonna spritz. It's got to be enough. There's got to be enough in this bowl that you can just stick in the eitz eretz, it'll pick up the water. As opposed to if it's very little, you'd have to be mekaneh, you'd have to rub it in to pick up some wetness. So you need enough that you don't have to be yispoik bekinuach. Just dip it in and it'll pick up the wetness. Okay, so we're coming out now. Oh, 1 second. I'm trying to figure out poradum and I couldn't. So again, we're coming out now. It says mazeh mehem nidas tomei. That's not what it means. The mazeh is tohar. The mazeh olav is tohar. The one who's tomei is the one who carries mechatos. The one who touches mechatos. If he carries it, he's tomei. He's begorim tomei. If he touches it, only he's tomei. The shaila, of course, here is why in the world did the Gemara do that? I mean, it says mazeh mehem nidas. Why should we do that? Why do we have to take it out of its pshuto? That's a nice. So Tosis has an answer for that because the pasuk also says the hiza hator al atome. It's the mashmos that the mazeh is tor. The hiza, what's that? Hiza tor al atome. We're talking about a tor. We're not going to take a tome. You should make that zor. The pasuk means to tell me the hiza hator. The one who spritzes will remain tor. So others have different ways to go. So kavu chaymer. Well, that the Rambam says on Tosfos say, Lamosh, forget about mazeh. He's carrying it before his mazeh. He's bringing it in. Why is it a noise? Anybody's noise or nogeya, tzoyrech the hazor is not tomei. Someone who's noise or nogeya, shaloy tzoyrech the hazor. It's meaningless. As the noise, the mazeh is a noise. As soon as he puts it in, he's a noise. Anyway, I better bring the bowl over there. It means, in other words, I'm the mazeh. I put it down. Some guy comes over and picks it up. Stamazeh. He's tome. He sticks his finger in there. He's tome. But I'm not tome. Even though I'm noise, I'm the mazeh. Am I the mazeh? Is a noise? And he might well be an ogeya too. He sticks it in his finger, touches it, and an ogeya too. We mean somebody who stamazeh touches it. Okay. So we had here in the Mishnah, and we had two pshat, and we keep this in mind. The Tanakhama said a skeino is someone who missed three times, when she's already old. Rebbe Lezenin came in and said, anybody who misses three oinus. Okay. We're going with the first going Tanakhama. Ezu skeino. That's a good question. What in the world does somach l'ziknosa mean? Anyone that the friends call is an old lady. That's the way we go. Imo, the pasuk point out. Today, you wouldn't use the word emo. Today, they call mommy to a young woman also. They say Bobby, something like that. Some term that they used for an older woman. She's not embarrassed. You know, you call a 21-year-old lady a grandmother. You got to run fast before she hits you over the head. But she's boisha and she's makpedes. But such a woman is not boisha. Reb Zever, Reb Shmuel, Reb Yitzchak, Hadom, Kol Sheina makpedes, Hadom, Kol Sheina boisha. It's a different level. She'll sooner reach the level of ain't a makpedes than in a boisha. Now she could be at a certain age where she won't be makpedes. She won't hit you over the head. But she far is not so comfortable with the title. Ain't a boisha is older yet. You'll get a level where she's not makpid. At a certain age, she won't be makpid. I'm going to yell at you, but she'll be boisha. So that'll make it Eretz Kane a little bit earlier. So Isaac, how we paskin, they're not 100% clear how we paskin on that. And it's a tremendous mess. What is it today? Nobody knows. And what is the age today? You can figure it out. Nobody seems to know. There must be a tshuva. There's a tshuva by Shloimeh, the scholar wrote, and the big tshuva is the need that they all use. He had a case of a woman who was 58. And she hadn't seen, he says, for a long time. He's makel to call her a zkein over there. But the Achrayim will say, you see, he was only makel because she hadn't seen for a long time. So 58 is also not an age. So I'm sure 53, they don't like it. At the end of the day, they all come down. The only thing we know is they know to be... What? That's this one. What? No, but she started seeing again. Is she Koveyaves? At age 58, yeah. She started seeing again. Is she Koveyaves? No, now she come here. You have to be Polish. You have to read. You have to be Polish next time. I'm scared you don't. That's, yeah, we're going to get to that. We'll get it. So we didn't learn that yet. But Yosef Nogei Vestas. Yeah, no, now we're talking about Tyrus. So they all say the only thing we have is a tshuva not a Yehuda, where he went that she wasn't scared, she was 67. So better than that, we don't have. We don't have our hands on this. Interesting. I think we don't know exactly what it is. Okay. The kama oina, what do you mean? She skipped three oinas. What's an oina? No, Rish Lakish, we should maybe didn't see oina beininis. She's going to become a key player in this whole mesichta oina beininis, the average cycle. Shloishim yoim. The Rabbi Amchis the Esrim Yoim. That's a strange one. Esrim Yoim is an odd number. So Gemara, it doesn't mean that loy pligi. Marco choshi if you may tumah you may tyra. Malo choshi if you may tumah. They both mean to say that from Riyah to Riyah is 30 days. Just he's counting the total elapsed time. He's counting only the Yemei Tyra. What he means by the 10 Yemei Tumah, he means the 7 days. 7 days that she's a nida, and then the 3 days that she could become a zova. That's what he calls Yemei Tumah. So he's counting to 20, but they all mean the same exact thing. They mean what we call 30 days. From period to period is 30 days, that's called a noina. Okay. Tana Rabbon. Zekeina she'ovru oleo sholosh oinos. Okay. Whatever skein is, she's a skeina, she's past three. V'ruasa da'ishayta, that we just had in the mission. V'yayta ovru oleo sholosh oinos. She was a skeina, she missed, she went 90 days without a reed. Then she saw da'ishayta. Over the shalosh another 90 days, let's say viruaso daishaita. Oyro over the shalosh einis viruaso hareik chol anoshim umetame mesles umepkido lebekido. Now she shifts back. Let's see the Rashi. Why hareik chol anoshim? Because basically what happened is she had three. We had over here had a skein who now had three haflogis of 90 days more or less. First she saw once, then she elapsed 90 days, elapsed 90 days, elapsed 90 days.
So 90 days, she yeah. Was like, don't you need to have a third time
that
she doesn't sit down to make
a list? No, once. Skein, anyone at that age, magic age, who misses 3 months is a skein.
I didn't miss 3 months, she saw it the third time.
No. No, she went to meet Jennifer Mystery Month. She meant she went 90 days without a read. She went 90 days without a read. Now, but she did that three times. So now we know she's not a skeiner. Now we just know that she's a lady who has a vest of 90 days, basically. I mean, they came into Osasokach Sholish Pomim, Ainz at Silik Domim. Usually the 90 day span tells the Silik Domim. She did it three times in a row. Elishin vest. Alright, so 1 second now. So now you're telling me that she's not a skeiner really, and therefore is mitame mes less. So now we should say on those past two riyas also mes less. I don't know if she's hold it. I don't know. Who says she's the best? I'm 90. Hold on. We're getting to that. That's what I was going to say. Now I know the first two was a bluff. She wasn't a skein. Like we said before, anachla mes lames. You're right, but that far we're not going to go in mes less. To go turn the clock back 6 months and say, okay, now let's see what's going on. His problem. On that last Riyah was saying, well, let's see what it says. Now, was it exactly 90? Do we mean 90? Well, maybe it was 91, 93, 92. Oh, veloy shikivno. Not she hit it 90, because you don't run into his problem. Elafilu pichso vehoisiro. Even if she was pichso vehoisiro, pichso 93, 91, 92, hoisiro 91, 93, 92, she'll also be mess less. Shreg the Gemara, that doesn't make sense. Afilu pichso. But certainly if she was kivno, it'll be mess less. What do you mean? If kivno, she's a yesh lavezet lady, then it's vaita dayashaito. Veloy mi boye kivno? Adarabu. Ki kivno, kova lavezto. Vedayashaito. Well, slowly. That's not as a machlekes Reb Dois and the Rabbonon. Reb Dois has said yishesh lavez dayashaito. The Rabbonon we had before say no, even mishas vesto. Oh, v'chi teim a Rabbonon either pligi alei the Reb Dois. So you'll tell me no, this brayso is the Rabbonon. The army yishesh lavez metame mes less. Then ibcha meboy alei. It shouldn't have said kivno v'afilu pichso. It's pichso v'afilu kivno. The chiddush is that when she hits 90, she's mes less. Because even there, she says, I don't care, because yesh loves. V'leima v'loisha pirsava yisiru el afilu kivna. You know, it's either way, it's mod. If it's Reb Doisa, and the price is wrong, then by kivna it should be da'ishai tells yesh loves. Elawad is the rabbona. So it's a strange, saying in a strange way. Kivna and even pirsa. It's the other way around. Pirsa is mesles. Even kivna, which should have been da'ishai tell Reb Doisa, but we don't know the way. Okay, so we have to change the brayso in Ochanami Tani. Loi she pichso vehoisiro elo afilu kivna, meaning it's the rabbonon. That's how you have to read it. Not just if it's pichso siro, that's less less. But even kivna, which makes it now a yesh levest of 90, I don't care. It's less less because I hold that yesh levest is also daish, is also less less. Or ibo yaseimo will make it rabdoisa hochi koma veloi she kivna. Okay. Just one, there's one obvious problem over here. You have here a skeno, right? What happened over here? She missed 90. So first riyah we said, Dayashait, right? The second riyah we said, Dayashait. The Mishnah says not that. The Mishnah says the only riyah that's Dayashait is the first riyah. You only get once. That's how Rashi explained. Once, you say it's a fluke. She saw again, says, oh, it's a fluke. She made a mistake. That's the Mishnah says clearly. Only the Riri Shain is Dayashaita. Those statements first two are, at least two are Dayashaita. Points out, it's going to become very important tonight. It's going to point out Taisus. The Mishnah means she was a Skena. She missed 90 days. She saw Dayashaita. Then she saw again 30 days later. That kicks her back. Here she saw again 90 days later. There's a difference here. The Mishnah means she had her first Riyah as a Skena, and then the second Riyah was a normal Riyah, meaning 30 days later. That she's already Oiz Da'ishayta. Here she saw 90, then she saw another 90. It's Vaita Skena. So it's only after the third time when we now know that 90 is a Tvias Vest as opposed to thing. Okay, just give you one for the next one, it's become very important. Okay, next. Reb Lezer Omer Kolisha She'ovru Aleh. Reb Lezer comes with a big cooler. Reb Lezer says that any woman who misses, who goes 90 days span, is right askeno, and she becomes dayashait. Like this gemara we had before. Tanya, Omelim Reb Lezer lechachomim, Maisa beriva achas behetelo in a certain place. Beriva means a young girl. Shevsiko sholoshoynes, ubo mais lefnei chachomim, varmu dayashait. You see, I'm right. She wasn't the skeno. She was a young girl. She missed 90. And the Rabbonim Paskin, she's a Dayashaita. So you see, I'm right. Omrulo, we had this before in Daf Hey, I think. Daf Vov. Omrulo, ain Shasat Chak Raya. There was a Shasat Chak. B'Shasat Chak, the Chachomim Omaskim, that you say Dayashaita. My Shasat Chak. Ike da Amrish Nebatsoira. So there wasn't much food around. So it's a Hefsin Maruba to start being Metame stuff that she touched. We get down with Tyrus, Afish, Lavida, Bechosha, Bon, Lefse, Tav. She haven't touched a lot of Tyrus. So, whatever, it came out of Hefsin movement, it was a case there of Shasat Chak. But Avad, Stam Aisha, that misses 90 days, is not a Skena, and we'll say mess less. This is a special case of Shasat Chak. Ton Rabbonon, right, we had this before. Maisav also Rebbe ke Rebbe Lezer. Rebbe once paskined like Rebbe Lezer, meaning he paskined on a woman. A young woman who missed 90 paskined her for a skein, and he said Dayashait. Lachashiniskar, after he realized that he made a mistake, that he should have paskined the other way. Omar Kedayu Reb Lezer Lismecholov Bishasatchak. Okay, I already did it, and it's Shasatchak. I will let it go. My Lachashiniskar. What does it mean you have to remember? What happened over there? Elaim lachash niska then aloch Reb Lezer, meaning he paskin like Reb Lezer, then he remembered that we don't paskin like Reb Lezer. So what do you mean Kedai Reb Lezer Lismacholov? You made a mistake. There's no Kedai to the Yposha made a mistake. Elakirabona Bishasatrak Hechiovit Kavosa. What do you mean? We paskin like the Chomim, not like Reb Lezer. He made a mistake in paskin like Reb Lezer. When he realized this mistake, he said, okay, it's a Shasatrak. What do you mean, okay, it's a Shasatrak? He's talking Shasatrak. The Psak Loch is like Chomim. He made a mistake. Elo, that's not the case. Lo itma hilchus lo kimar v'lo kimar. There was no clear psak on this machloikas. Umay lachashin hiskar. So he first went to the blazer. Then he remembered what lachashin hiskar the lav yochid poli galei l'rabbi. And there's no clear psak, but the weight should go to the chachomim. But since there's no clear psak, and he already paskin like Reb Elezer, so he said, okay. How do you know that at the beginning we're not a paskin lekula like Reb Elezer? For it's machlok ziyochet v'rabin. But I did. I paskined already, and there is no clear psak against Reb Elezer. Is we can rely on Reb Elezer b'shas atchak. Now you have a big problem here. You learned it already, so you probably know the answer. But what do you mean you rely b'shas atchak on shas? The Gemara just says shas atchak. There's no machloikas. B'shas atchak nechom amaskim. That's like Tosis back there. Vov Amud Beis on top Tosis. What do you mean? Rashi says over shas atchak b'shei batzoris. It can't be. If Shnei Batzoris, the Rabbanon agree with the Blaz, no machloikis. This learns this was a self-imposed Shas HaTchak here. After he paskined that she was, Dayashaita, someone who touched her went ahead, and now he had a plaque from Rebbe that he was tor, and he touched for 50,000 tyrus. That's not the Shas HaTchak at Rabbanon. The Shas HaTchak, that Shas HaTchak means that when we came to Paskin the Shaila, we had a big Hefzad room on our hands. That's when the Choma Maskin. That's what happened here. When we had the Shaila in front of us, there was no problem. But because he made his wrong Psak, now we got a lot of problems on our hands. Don't, nothing is talked. Did not going to be Maskin. He said, okay, I made the Shas HaTchak. Kedai Reb Elezer, list my Cholo. Okay. Okay, now comes a Braisa, which is a doozy. Whoop. The printer did us in over here because he printed the braisa here and the explanation on the next daf. So since that, before daf yeah, maybe no problem, you just continue, but since you have to stop, it's a shtickle problem. So we'll read the braisa, we'll give a preview. The braisa stops right here on my mind, and the Gemara goes to explain. It's a very complicated braisa. We'll just go slow here. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. Now let's just get this. Psulas Domim, that means the girl didn't see it. She's from the Musalagas Domim. But there's two levels in that. There's a Tinoika Shegiyas Mano. She's already reached the age. Then there's a previous. She's not even old enough. Like the Gemara says, Logi Yimei Anurim. She's more removed from this parasha. So there's going to be a little difference to see him. Tana Rabbanan. Tinoika Shegiyas Mano Lirois. Viruaso. Pamrishoina Dayashait. Okay, that's the Mishnah. Pamrishoina is Dayashait. Shnio Dayashait. Shlishis, harehi kechol anoshem kan. That's your regulation. She joins the crew. Umetamo mesles umeptido lepkido. Again, here we have a problem. You're giving her two dayashaitis. The Mishnah said a psula gets one. I'm remember dayashait the beriyah rishayna. I'm of shniyah. You don't. Come on, here you're telling me she gets two freebies. Explains Rashi. Let's try and get it clear today. We have to go over it tomorrow. In great depth, but says Rashi is a difference here. This, the Mishnah is talking about Higia Zmano. She's of age. Just a dinner she hasn't seen yet. So the first one is considered the fluke, so to speak. Dayashaita. That's it. After that, she's a regular lady. This is talking Tinoike Shaloi Higia Zmano. She's underage altogether. She has to establish herself as someone who sees Bechlal. A girl's 14 and never saw. So she saw. She's in the group. The first one we give her off, Dayashaita. After that, there's nothing to talk about. A girl's 11 and sees, it's like some of nothing. You know what I mean? She has to establish herself as a seer. She has to establish herself. Now, how do you do that? You need a chazoka. Now, let's get this straight now also. How many times you need for a chazoka? So that's a machloek is Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel. Reb Shimon Gamliel holds you need three, and Rebbe holds two. This braisa goes according to Rebbe. You need two. So therefore, that's exactly what happened here. She saw once Dayashaita. She taught two Dayashaita. With the two, she was marzik herself as a roya, because all you need is two. Now the one that she's marzik herself, that you don't hit her with mess less. Just like a regular psulas domim. A girl's 15, she sees the first time. She made herself a roya, but we don't make mess less. On the first one is Dayashaita. Here, the second one is the first one in Rebbe. Lididan, we pass on Shingle, you need three. But the price goes to the Rebbe. She sees once, she sees twice. That established her as a chazoka to see. She's Dayashaita. After that already, is. What? She's Lo Yigiyah Zmano. The Mishas Higiyah Zman. This is a low Higiyah Zman. Yeah. Because there she's a girl who reached the age. She's 15. Yeah, no, she sees once. That's it. Now she'll see her. A girl's 11. The fact that she once doesn't make her a seer, because it's strange. She shouldn't be seeing at 11. She has to make a chazoka that she sees. To Rebbe, only two, and the Didango only three. So in this is Rebbe, you need two. So on the second one, she gets the chazoka. But on the one she gets the chazoka, we don't hit her yet with mesles. And that's like the first one in the other girl. After that, you get it. So that's Rosa Parmi Shayna Dai Shayt, the Shneya Dai Shayt, the Shlish Shavika Cholanosh. Umutama says Kilo Kilo. Okay, now. Ovru Aleo Sholoshoinis. This girl who has established herself, Viruasu. Dai Shayt. What happened there? A strange kid. You have an 11-year-old girl, right? She saw once. She saw twice. Dai Shayt. Now she's a seer. She sees another time. She's Mesles. She's a regular lady. Now she misses 90 days. Vertiaskeno. Because this price is also going to Rebbe Elazar. So now she's 11, she had her first two shots, then the third shot she skipped 90, versus Askeno. Da Yishaitu. Oidovro leo sholoshoinis viruaso, da Yishaitu. Right, like before, because two another 90, vite Askeno. Oidovro leo sholoshoinis viruaso, hareke chola noshim, umetama mesles, umepikido, lepikido. Because that now establishes that she's not a skena. She's just a lady with a vest of approximately 90. Okay? Now, again, here you have another serious problem. How do you establish this vest of 90? You have here three haflogas of 90. Ria, 90, 90, and 90. That's three haflogas, what we call. What? That's good l'didan. But you told me that this price is going good to Rebbe. You should only need two haflogas of 90. What's going on in this brisa? It is a complicated brisa. Explains Rashi. No. Because, again, since she's so young, when she gets that first 90, she skips that first 90, that kicks her back to her previous status. And we have to reestablish her as a seer altogether. So you can't count that first haflogah. You need two reis now to get her started. Since she saw, now she skipped 90. She skipped to 90. 90 was 90 and 90. So you'll tell me you have three haflogas? You don't need three haflogas. It's true, but that first 90 now put her back into her old, since she's so young, it kicks her back to her previous status. Now I need two reis to get her started again. So I need the next one just to get started, so I only have two haflogas. That first 90 haflogas can't count, because that push kicked her back to her previous history. See it again.
Why is the second 90 took her back in also?
No, because now we know it's not 90. Now we know it's a vest of 90. It's not the 90 of Skena. Now we know it's the vest of 90. But they only two for that. In fact, you only need two because we're in Rebbe. According to Shem Galil, you're going to need about five of these because you're going to need three more afterwards and one more to establish and three more to add up the vest. You're going to need six of these in Shem Galil. Okay. Now, that's lo yigiyazman. Chigiyazman liros, then parmi shoyna da yishayit, the shneem etam esles. That's the Mishnah. One establishes as a woman who sees. The second one is mesles, mepkid lepkid. Ovru aleo shol eshoynis, viruatso, da yishayit. That's a blazer. That's, of course, a blazer. You're talking about a regular young woman who saw one ria and then missed 90. She becomes a skein. That's a blazer. That's a blazer. Now, again, there it says only once, because if she sees another 90, she'll go back. She doesn't need the second 90, the third one over there, because she's a regular lady. She doesn't go back to previous history. If she has two aflogas of 90, that will do the trick. Okay, we'll see tomorrow.